CPR 43 for the week ending June 16th, 2011. And yeah, I got a cold.
Oh my god, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Get Round Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my deathbed high atop Rancho Del Waldo in the great southwestern wasteland, this is Uncle Waldo, and this is Campground Pirate Radio!
Shit, fuck, cunt, boobie, see you later. Sock, gagging, fist coming. Gang by master's waiting. Twat, visual, nipple, orgy, deep throat, and ass fucking. Hey! Shit, fuck, cunt, booby, penis, ass, cock, sock, kicking. Tits, gland, anal sex, and blowjob, pussy, licking. Sock, gagging, piss, coming.
It's like being at an awesome party without all the damn mingling. Campground Pirate Radio.
Don't fight it, just hold it, then write it.
Broadcasting from his gun turret, high atop Rancho Del Waldo, it's Uncle Waldo.
How the hell y'all doing out there, campers? It's your old pal, Uncle Waldo, in some form of, I don't know, existence right now. Oh, man, I have got a whopper of a cold right now. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but to me, it sounds like I'm talking out of a tin can right now. Excuse me. So listen, if y'all don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead and play the tunes today. I'm going to shut up, and you can enjoy the music. I'll catch you up on the back end over here. So I'm kicking it off with some brand new stuff here. The band is called Blindness. The song, Confessions. Something new, only on the CPR.
I'm
rockabilly, psychobilly, indie, punk. We got it all. You're listening to Campground Pirate Radio.
Yeah! wrong way. With the lust in my mind and a bottle in my hand, the vision's little blurry, gotta sway where I stand. And everyone here, well, I don't know where they went. They probably found the green grass just over the fence. So for now I think I'll check inside my head, count my brain cells, and I'll tally count dead. Here we go, the ball again, try to re-bring the end. Fuck the right, kill the left, still got a half brain left. Simple math, well, I don't think I'm performed, but I still feel my needs, so I better go drink some more. But life generation is still not so good, and I'm not even close, cause I'm still sport and what. With my slow together speech and my glazed over eyes, stick around the end, maybe I get a surprise. Either drunk and karaoke, death move or two, gotta keep on going, don't you get the fucking clue. Here we go, the bottle again, try to re-bring the end. Fuck the right, kill the left, still got a half brain left. Bring on the shots and you bring on the whores, and you can't fucking leave if you can't find the door. Another night's ending, it's 2 a.m. But you can't be done already with all your drinking. So we'll come back home, put some cereal on the stove. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, ritual's already done. And Bishop O'Brien loves little kids. Run over pedestrians, it couldn't have been him. You got the bottle again, try to re-bring the end. Fuck the right, you left. We'll be right back.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
Howdy, Uncle Waldo. It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. This week's installment takes us to Stockton, California, where an actual SWAT team complete with AR-15s and body armor kicked in the door of Kenneth Wright, a single father of three daughters, 3, 7, and 11, at 6 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. And for what? His estranged wife had apparently not paid her student loans. And just whose SWAT team was it? No, not the Stockton Police Department, but the Office of the Inspector General of the Federal Department of Education. These thugs dragged this man out of his home at gunpoint, threw him to the ground, kneed him in the back, and cuffed him, in his boxer shorts no less, in front of all his neighbors, and then threw him and his three kids into the back of a police car. Yes, all of them in one police car for 6 hours while they searched his home for a woman who no longer even lived there. Now, this is an egregious example of the militarization of law enforcement all by itself, but it's also part of a larger and more disturbing trend. There are dozens of federal agencies who, by virtue of a dubious interpretation of law, have created their own offices of the Inspector General. While these investigative offices are supposedly tasked with policing the much-feared waste, fraud, and abuse internally, they can also be charged with ferreting out criminal activity among those associated with the agency and its operations, or among its so-called clients among the citizenry. In this capacity, they are able to set up actual armed police agencies, vested with full federal law enforcement powers, guns, badges, the whole nine. They can, apparently, even form tactical units like SWAT teams to serve their warrants. There are at least 73 of these OIGs in existence right now, and no doubt the news of this raid has some more bureaucrats salivating over the power to send goon squads out to kick in doors for paperwork violations of all sorts. So don't be surprised when the Federal Division of Weights and Measures dispatches a SWAT team to seize the produce scales from your local supermarket, you know, on an anonymous tip that they were overcharging for tomatoes. Even if you concede that some OIGs are necessary in some respects, or even as in this case, to uncover what the feds allege was Mr. Wright's estranged wife's fraudulent disbursement or embezzlement of federal student loan funds, there can be no case made that this totally nonviolent offense warranted a paramilitary raid. SWAT teams were developed to bring overwhelming force to dangerous, exigent circumstances like bank robberies or hostage situations. They were never intended to roust innocent fathers from their slumber at dawn or to terrorize young children over a measly few thousand bucks in federally guaranteed but fundamentally unpayable debt that might have been issued on the basis of some shoddy paperwork. If they really were, I can think of a few hundred Wall Street execs who ought to expect a loud knock on their door very soon. But we all know that will never happen.
like a transportation, lovely girl, her finger, now she's painted. Boy rolls up on the avenue, you guess the rest is up to you. Down on the dance floor, girls are taking off their clothes. I've seen your friends and the shit that goes on your nose. Offered her a drink, thinking later he'll be humping the passion flow. So did the booze. Back to the club, has nothing to lose. Down on the dance floor, girls are taking off their clothes. I see your friends and the shit that goes up your nose. Taking off their clothes.
Yeah. shut you out. We'll put you in doubt if you think that you're special. We'll tell you who you are. We'll tell you that you're close but no cigar.
Touch that dial. You don't know where it's been.
Campground Pirate Radio.
I got plenty of weed, man. My head's gonna spin.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on out and joining us again here today, and hope you don't mind me sparing you all my congestion here. But listen, if you want to help the show out, go over to campgroundpirateradio.com on the homepage. Look down the bottom there. It says Buy Waldo a Beer. You know, your contributions can definitely help to buy music, fix equipment, and, you know, basically keep me in ammunition. Hey, if you want to hear your music played here, send it to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Send me an MP3, WAV, or AIF file. Keep it under 25 megs. And like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. Hey, join us also on Facebook. We're at Campground Pirate Radio Fans. And you can also follow me, Uncle Waldo, on Twitter. So, before I leave into that NyQuil-induced coma, I want to leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Peace! Y'all have a good one. I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye!
Get back.